God, it's cold. I'm freezing, and I have 4 layers of clothes on, and I have a dog with me in case I get really cold. I'll kind of pick him up and squeeze him and get body warmth from there. The temperature is really quite low for Glanmire. Like, you know, it's nothing like it is over in Canada or in north of Scotland or some of those really cold places like Russia. All my Russian friends must be really frozen. But anyway, it's very, very chilly. So what I'm saying is that here in Glanmire, it would freeze your balls off. I'm here out with my little dog, walking him, because my daughter had a friend in the house for a few hours. They kind of ran riot, and we walked her home, and now we're going back into the house, and I'm going to get back to doing the kind of things I'd like to do. And here are the here are the lads all sitting out, getting frozen. Are ye? Are you plenty warm on? No, how much gear have you got on?
We're very cold. He's only
like, how many layers?
I have about
5 layers
on.
Him. 5 layers, right. 5 layers. Okay, guys, see ya. Keep warm. Come on. All right. They're just lads. They're lads from the estate there. So, yeah. So, what was I doing? I was watching cricket this afternoon. I thought that would warm me up. I saw a couple of England players' highlights score centuries, and for those of you who haven't a clue about cricket, that's when they hit the ball an awful lot of times and the other team can't get it, and so they got two of them got 100, and that was pretty good because they came from a long way behind, and that's all very well. And before that, I also tried to warm myself up while watching Ireland playing against Argentina in rugby. So that was another opportunity for George Hook to analyse the proceedings afterwards and to say that Ireland hadn't a chance in hell in the Rugby World Cup if they don't get a heck of a lot better. So in between that, I lit a coal fire, and that's what's going on. And I'm now looking forward to a glass of red wine, and that's what the winter is like here in Glanmire. Goodbye.